Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The U.S. Supreme Court decides a lot of very serious, high-profile cases, and one of them recently is gay marriage. However, just 10 days ago, they heard one about raisins. Yes, raisins. The raisin program dates back to the Great Depression of the 1930s. President Roosevelt cut the production of many farm products to reduce surplus and raise farm prices. My grandfather told me that they even killed baby pigs. In this recent case, almost 80 years later, the government came to get raisins from the Marvin Horn Farm in California. And he said no. And they fined him $700,000, and now they're in court. And under the raisin program, the annual crop is reviewed by the Raisin Committee. And then the Department of Agriculture decides what percent of the farmer's crop must be handed over to the government. And the government can then give the raisins to the school lunch program or maybe sell them and give the farmers some of the money. Justice Bryan argued the government was not taking the raisins and giving the farmer nothing. He benefited from higher prices. Conservative justices consider the raisin program to be an unconstitutional taking of private property without just compensation. And Justice Roberts complained and said, "You come up with a truck and you take their raisins, probably in the dark of night." Justice Kagan pointed out, "Well, we think this is a ridiculous program." But the ridiculousness or sensibleness of a program is not for us to decide. Well, the court verdict should be announced by July. And now to set the record straight, we have had government programs controlling farm production for years and years. Most of those control programs have been eliminated, but not all. A few years ago, the ugly ripe tomato grown in Florida was not allowed to be sold out of the state. And the OFW law firm where I work was asked by a company growing the ugly ripe tomato to help them. The tomato marketing order that they were under would not allow them to sell the ugly ripe in any other state except Florida. And I did work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and eventually they lifted the order. And I saw ugly ripe tomatoes in the supermarket here in Virginia last week. I'm not a big supporter of these government-controlled programs. Maybe they served a purpose in the Great Depression. That's not today. We have moved beyond that. Let the free market work. What would your reaction be if the government came and took some of your corn after you harvested it? Anyway, until next week, I will be down on the farm. And I am John Block from Washington.